Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is 720 WGN. Good morning. My name is Lisa Dent. I'm in for Bob Surratt today. He will be back tomorrow. Are you ready for space tourism? Is it something that you would do? I think a lot of people are lined up, especially those with billions of dollars in their pockets. On the phone right now is Andrea Leinfelter. Andrea is the space reporter, basically, in Houston for the Houston Chronicle. How are you this morning, Andrea?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's not like you could really do this type of work anywhere else. I mean, you got to be centered in Houston for this kind of thing. So Elon Musk's SpaceX, they took off last night about 7:02, right?
Yes. They left at 7:02 Central Time.
I saw the picture that you retweeted from SpaceX, the view from Dragons. It is spectacular, the view of the Earth that they have. I'm most intrigued not by the billionaire, but by the youngest person ever to be in this situation. And she is a cancer survivor and was treated at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, now works there, and she's also the first person ever to enter space with a prosthesis, right?
Yes, she is. She has quite an inspirational story, for sure.
Yeah, tell me about her. Name's Haley, right? And she's 29 years old.
Yes, Haley's 29. So when she was 10 years old, she got diagnosed with bone cancer. And so she went to St. Jude, and she was a patient there. And, you know, eventually she obviously survived, and she got a prosthesis. And so as part of this mission, Jared Isaacman, you know, the billionaire founder, he wanted to focus on more than just a thrill ride. So he wanted to raise money for St. Jude, and he gave a seat to St. Jude to pick someone, and he wanted it to be, you know, someone who kind of represented the mission. So like a healthcare provider and a child cancer survivor. And so Haley was chosen. And if there's a Netflix documentary out there now that's really fun to watch, and you just kind of watch her go through those different emotions of like, oh, she actually asked, am I going to the moon? And it's like, no, people haven't gone to the moon in forever. But it's really fun. And if you follow her on Twitter, she's just such an engaging personality on Twitter.
And how do you pronounce her last name?
Yeah, you're going to put me on the spot, aren't you?
Arsenault, maybe Arsenault or something. But I'm intrigued by it because I've spent 30 years raising money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and I've been to the hospital a couple times. And the fact that she was treated there, now works there, and now has been launched into space is absolutely amazing to me. And the billionaire who helped fund this said he's going to give $100 million to St. Jude, and he's looking to raise an additional $100 million, which I would think puts him up there as one of the biggest donors of all time at St. Jude. So that's pretty awesome stuff. So you cover space. This is what you do. Would you jump on SpaceX? Is this something you want to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously it's not affordable, but I would totally do it. I was actually thinking yesterday as I was watching the countdown, like it just felt a little different because you could see them fist pumping each other. You could tell these people are like, kind of like that moment before you get on a roller coaster, right? But obviously amplified. And so I could just kind of picture myself, like, what would you be thinking those 10 minutes before liftoff? I would definitely do it.
So two men and two women, they're spending 3 days going round and round the planet from an unusually high orbit, 100 miles, higher than the International Space Station. And then they're going to splash down off the coast of Florida. But there is no astronaut on board with them. This has never been done before, right?
Yeah, that's what's unique about this. So we've had people pay to go to space before. You know, Space Adventures is a company that took a lot of people up with the Russian Soyuz capsule. But we've never had a whole crew without a professional astronaut on board. These people, they've done pretty extensive training for the past several months. But, I mean, none of them have gone through, like, the rigorous selection process of NASA and then the 2 years of training at NASA before you're actually an astronaut. And so we don't have any professionals there. This vehicle is fully autonomous, so it pretty much flies itself. So that's why it's able to do it. But it's definitely a first milestone, the fact that none of these people have done like professional astronaut training.
It's crazy to me. It is absolutely crazy to me. I've got to imagine that they had to sign some kind of waiver saying if something happened, their families couldn't sue. Did you ask them about that? Or do you know anything about that? Or is that just the way I think?
I don't know.
That's why
I don't know anything about that.
I'm thinking that's got to be some kind of waiver to sign. This is Andrea Leinfelder. She's a space reporter for the Houston Chronicle. She says she would do it. Space tourism. How far away do you think we are from people like you being invited to do that, a reporter, or people paying less than $1 million to do it, or in some cases, multi-millions of dollars?
So they're different tiers of space tourism, because this summer we had both Jeff Bezos and Richard Branson with Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic, respectively. They went into space, but they did these shorter suborbital flights where you go up, you get a few minutes of microgravity, then you come back down, right? It's a very quick thing. Those are still unaffordable for most people, but that'll be, like, I think the entryway for a lot of people. That's definitely easier and less expensive than going to orbit like this crew is. And so that one, I think, might get more people quicker. Going to orbit like this for the – we don't know how much they paid for this flight. In one interview with a podcast that Axios put out, he said it was less than $200 million for all four seats. NASA pays about $55 million per seat. And so we don't really know what the cost is to go to orbit, but it's clearly not going to be affordable for most people for a really long time.
We're talking about SpaceX. They launched Inspiration 4 last night, the first all-civilian flight into Earth's orbit. And NASA used to be against this, right? Have they changed their stance?
I don't know if they were, like, totally against it, but they definitely have a policy now that they're trying to open low Earth orbit, which is the area where the space station is. They're trying to open this part of space to more people and to commercial companies, because that'll free up NASA to go to the moon and to Mars and explore farther. They're trying to, like, pass this torch. They're definitely more open to it now, and they're working with another company to get people to the space station next year. And so definitely NASA is supportive of this work now, and a lot of their projects are more closely partnered with commercial companies where the companies own and operate the equipment and not NASA.
When it comes to science or space, I guess I'm not a visionary because I really didn't see space tourism happening in my lifetime, and it's kind of exciting to watch. And thank you so much for checking in with us this morning. What a great job. My hope for you is that you do get your wish, and one day they take a reporter up there, and you're the person, Andrea.
Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.